following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi everyone, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. Glad that you have showed up today on this Wilson Wednesday. If you don't know, we are traveling through the book of Ecclesiastes on the weekend. And so we just started that this last weekend with Pastor Bill and kind of talking about the hopelessness that Solomon sees of all things that are under the sun or physical. All things are limited. They don't fulfill. And as he said, bring a flashlight because it's going to get dark. I think it's true. We saw that this last weekend. I'm going to be teaching this weekend and continuing it on in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. So would you come and join us? It'd be awesome. And if you're watching this during today, join us tonight as we travel through Exodus. Anyways, I thought one of the things that you need in a time of darkness is you need hope and you need light. And I came across this text today. I've actually come across it before in my life, so this isn't the first time, but in my devotion time, in Ephesians chapter 2. And it really talks about this idea that we had no chance. We had zero chance. We would have been stuck just like Solomon was stuck in this mindset of there's life. And then there's death, and that's all there is, and we should just live up this life for now. But then you bump into Ephesians chapter 2, or texts like Ephesians chapter 2, and I just want this to be a devotion for you today as you hear these words. I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 2 to you, parts of it, and I want you to just take this in about the good news and how we don't have to live like Solomon. Here's what it says. Paul, writing to the church at Ephesus, says, "Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. You used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and the inclinations of our own sin nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else." And I think that's where you would find yourself just stuck going around in circles thinking, why does this keep happening to me? Why does this keep happening to me? And not having any answer for it and feeling no fulfillment at all in life about where you're at. And Paul is saying that was all of us at one point. Not one of us escaped this idea that we were lost. And I would just say with no hope, right? There's no hope of coming out of the kind of lost that you are part of this world that is going around in circles and can't even identify sin as sin. And just trying to recognize, why do I feel this way all the time? Why am I continually, perpetually doing the same thing over and over again? And then you get to verse 4 of Ephesians chapter 2, and there's this powerful thing that happens, and it's in these two words that you see. It says, but God, right? Thank the Lord, but God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, we were dead. Think about it. Completely dead, separated from him, separated from truth and righteousness and holiness, but we were set free by the Lord's grace and his mercy. Look at, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. For he has raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. So God can pinpoint us to in all the future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness toward us as shown in all he has done for us who are united with Christ. Think about what he did. He took us who were spiritually dead, living in sin, apart from him, subject to his anger, his wrath, eternal consequences, but God. And then what does he do? He raises us to life with Christ, united with Christ, elevated us to be with Christ. And I would say, and it makes it very clear in the text, God saved you by his grace in verse 8 when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. And then I love this, kind of closing off this. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he's planned for us long ago. I would just say today, remember this devotional piece is that you are, what God did in you is his masterpiece, right? Jesus is the one who comes and he says, listen, I'm going to redeem, I'm going to save that which has no chance, which is literally spiritually dead. I will raise to life, and that is my masterpiece. That is my outreach to all of the world. That is the message. And now here's the cool thing. Now you and I are ambassadors of that message. We're mouthpieces for that message. And we get to talk about God's masterpiece of what he's done inside of his creation to redeem and to save by his grace and mercy. And so today, if you get that opportunity with someone, just share about a God who's created a masterpiece. And actually, this physical part of us is amazing. It's incredible creation. That's not really the masterpiece, right? The masterpiece is that redemption that Paul says now he's going to use us as a voice and a mouthpiece and a testimony and a tool to share what God has done through Jesus Christ. And so if you get that chance, share that today, and we will see you soon. Have a great rest of your day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that I